So you've got an audience full of enterprise IT folks. How do you convince them that this big expenditure into search and ads isn't just a distraction from things like the next release of the operating system, the next release of the server, the next release of Office?
I tell them to read the research published by the Gartner Group. Gartner's always out talking about the consumerization of IT, and if somebody doesn't think search is fundamental, search is a fundamental thing. You want to find something. You know, we're out selling enterprise search. We're out selling business intelligence. At the end of the day, there really is a thing called the consumerization of IT. I actually agree with you guys about it. And I would tell any enterprise customer in the room that having a strong consumer muscle and a strong enterprise muscle is fundamental for anybody who's going to be a strong vendor to this community. And it's been one of the strengths of Microsoft forever. And I just tell them to go pay their subscription fees to you guys and then be excited about what we're doing.
Obviously, we agree.
I knew you had to!
But we also have another question related to it, as you would guess. Google Apps, they are in many ways taking the consumerization opportunity away from you, because they're the ones who are going behind the backs of IT. They're going direct to the users, empowering the users, and in certain cases, they are providing features that are actually better than what you have. Now, I'm not saying, and we don't believe, that it's better than Office, but for collaboration.
Let's look at facts. Nobody uses those things, and the usage data hasn't grown in 7 months.
Well,
they're just flat, ComScore, just like this. It's like flatline, exactly flatline.
Actually,
you can't even put a footnote in a document.
Actually, we did it.
I mean, come on. We're talking about things that are pretty primitive to people who actually use these tools.
We're not.
The same time, Microsoft Office volumes are growing 30% in the consumer market. That's the consumerization of IT.
We're not saying that it's replacing Office by any stretch of the imagination.
It's not even getting used.
But absolutely, it's getting used.
Look at the ComScore data.
Well, we just did a survey here yesterday of about 400 users who were at a session that I gave yesterday, and we actually had little devices that they could use. It wasn't just a show of hands, and half of them said that they were using it. Now, only 2%.
Gmail. Let's be clear.
Google Apps.
Gmail gets Google Apps.
We said Google Apps.
Maybe people are trying, but the real statistics are people try, they don't use. Even students. Let's talk about students. The leading edge of all consumerization phenomena are university students. I've done 3 or 4 roundtables with kids on college campuses. They all say, hey, we just use Office, but when it comes time to make it simple for us to all put our stuff together on a project, occasionally we will look at the Google stuff.
Exactly.
That's why you see us moving with Office Live and Office Live workspaces. You'll see that become a more integrated part of the Office value proposition. So, you know, there is just a little bit we need to do on the edge to make it very easy for people to, in the office environment, collaborate, but you know, we're right on it, and you already see that in some of the work that we've now shipped with Office Live Workspaces.